Triggering-Pride.org drops state media partner for daring to discuss trans ideology. By Peter Cattell on June 16, 2022. The LGBT organization in charge of running the official gay pride parade in Ireland's capital city has dumped its state media partner after the broadcaster dared to enable an open discussion on trans ideology. Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride, the organization in charge of running the official pride parade in Ireland's capital city, has dropped the country's state media outlet RTE as a partner after a radio show broadcast by the organization facilitated a discussion on trans ideology. Liveline, a flagship radio show for the state-owned network hosted by presenter Joe Duffy, facilitated discussions on the redefining of the word woman away from adult human female, as well as an alleged case of a lesbian girl being labeled transphobic over refusing to go out with a biological male who identified as transgender. While the phone-in show seemed to generate lively discussions amongst its listeners, it appears that the open debate was a step too far for Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride, who publicly lambasted the debate on transgender ideology as damaging to their movement in an announcement declaring that they were cutting ties with the media company. Dublin Pride is both angered and disappointed by the recent unacceptable, triggering and extremely harmful anti-trans discussions that have been given a platform on Joe Duffy's Liveline on RTE Radio 1, a statement uploaded online read. As an official media partner of Dublin Pride, but more importantly as Ireland's national broadcaster, we expect better than for RTE to stoke the flames of anti-trans rhetoric, it continued. RTE is our national broadcaster. LGBTQ plus people and our allies make up the majority of people in Ireland, it went on to claim. We are the majority shareholders in RTE, and we have the right to hold it accountable for its actions. The statement goes on to say that the pro-trans NGO expects a response on how RTE will make amends for this situation, despite the fact that the Dublin LGBTQ plus Pride has already dropped them as a partner. Since then, Irish politicians have announced that they will invite the heads of RTE in front of a government committee, seemingly to have them explain themselves in regards to the situation, while Roderick O'Gorman, the Irish government's Minister for Children, has also criticized the openness of the debate facilitated by the radio program. I think they'd also agree that everyone deserves to live their life quietly and not have basic rights debated quite so vigorously or in an ill-informed way, the Green Party minister said. That's why I think it's important that public discussion about trans people should be grounded in basic respect for individual rights and should start with real perspectives and lived experience of trans people themselves, he went on to say. The move to dump RTE as a partner of the Gay Pride group has been cheered on by a number within the political sphere of the Irish far left, with the likes of former Green Party Dublin Mayor Hazel Chew and Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly applauding the retaliatory act on social media. However, despite the heated words exchanged on the topic, this recent flare-up in Ireland over transgender ideology has nowhere near reached the pinnacle of controversy or vitriol seen in neighbouring Britain, where so-called TERFs, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, and other skeptics of transgenderism regularly face harassment in both the public and the legal sphere. No doubt the most notable recent example of this was the alleged case of an 18-year-old student who was reportedly harassed by pro-trans bullies into leaving her school after expressing doubts as to certain elements of the ideology. The bullying allegedly reached such a point that, at one stage, 60 of the girl's fellow students reportedly surrounded her, spat at her, and screamed about how she was a Nazi, bigot, fascist, transphobe, homophobe, racist, CT. While the reports into the girl's alleged experience have drawn criticism from pro-trans progressive mouthpieces, there has also been a massive outpouring of support for the student at the center of the scandal, with big names such as Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling backing the unnamed teenager. Utterly shameful, Rowling wrote online. Add this to the tottering pile of evidence that people in education and academia who are supposed to have a duty of care towards the young have succumbed to an outbreak of quasi-religious fanaticism. The girl's crime? Saying sex exists. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.